Oil, with its romance and overnight opportunity, caught the American fancy from the start. So avidly did New Englanders pursue whales for their prized oil that in 1775, the British statesman Edmund Burke saluted their pluck on the floor of Parliament. "And pray, sir, what in the world is equal to it? No sea but what is vexed by their fisheries, no climate that is not witness to their toils." The 1859 find in Pennsylvania, in turn, promoted the biggest oil boom since Spitsbergen, but few local residents were too surprised. Cartographers had been recording petroleum in Pennsylvania since Lewis Evans's 1755 map of the Middle British colonies. 16th century Spaniards had found puddles in Louisiana and oil slicks off the coast of California. A folk culture was gestating. Native Americans recommended oil to soldiers during the American Revolution as a cure for frostbite. George Washington himself bought an oil spring in 1771. Many other early 19th century venturers put it in lamps and medicine bottles, probably including John D. Rockefeller's father, a quack who peddled patent medicines. In what became the oil regions, small springs and seeps were commonplace. In addition to Pennsylvania's Oil Creek and West Virginia's Kanawha River, Old Greasy, oil had turned up in Kentucky, Ohio, and other parts of western Pennsylvania, frequently as a byproduct of searching or drilling for salt. Rockefeller himself was caught up in more than simple greed in the post-Civil War years when his Standard Oil Company, formed in 1870 in Cleveland, ruthlessly suppressed the chaos of competition among oil refiners. Order of some kind was necessary. Unlike coal, petroleum was subject to disastrous overproduction, which periodically collapsed prices. The Pennsylvania oil fields initially became a mecca for gamblers and speculators, bringing Titusville and Oil City local oil exchanges by 1871. Ida Tarbell, a daughter of the Pennsylvania oil fields who went on to write the history of the Standard Oil Company, said of the fortune hunters, "Life ran swift and ruddy and joyous in these men. People danced to such tunes as the American Petroleum Polka and the Oil Fever Gallop." More than silver, more than gold, oil was the enterprise through which Americans of the industrial era could strike pay dirt, and, as exploration moved westward, many did. Western Pennsylvania led to Ohio and then to Kansas. As early as 1851, Kit Carson and Jim Bridger discovered an oil spring at Poison Spider Creek, just west of present-day Casper, Wyoming. In 1861, lured by news of oil seepage in California, Demetrius Schofield packed up and left the Pennsylvania fields. In 1876, he bought the California Star Oil Works north of the little town of Los Angeles and went on to become the first president of Standard Oil of California. Coal built few large fortunes. But by the turn of the 20th century, the oil men, and in a decade more, automobile makers such as Henry Ford and Horace Dodge, topped the lists of great American wealth, a superiority that peaked in the early 1980s following a decade of steep hikes in the price of petroleum. At the century's end, oil money was half Texas crude and half Eastern refined. Mellow, leather-bound fortunes steeped in the fourth and fifth-generation respectability of Rockefeller foundations, Mellon art collections, and Harkness pavilions. End of Disc 1.